Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. How it goes.
give God the glory. We give God the honor. Amen. It is a new month. It is a new day. It is a new time. Amen. It is a new day to celebrate, a new day to get things right and in order. Amen. It is a new day. You should make today better than yesterday. Amen. You should go out and bless somebody that you did not bless yesterday. Amen. Let us start this month off and order. Amen. Well, hello, hello, and hello. It is Sunday, November 1st. I am Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. God is in the house on this morning. Amen. We're not going to hold up. We're going to have the service. We're going to keep it moving. Amen. The good brother, Tony Spencer, is back and is praying the Lord for that. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song?
God bless each and every one of you today. This is another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven said there is work to do. I took my master's hand and I joined the Christian band. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Now when I must meet my Savior at his feet, I met him with a smile. His heat, my wounded spirit, and won't me as his child all around. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on feel for my Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. I am on the battlefield. Yes, yes, that's. I can tell you some battlefield stories, amen. The Lord is good, though, amen. The Lord is good, amen. We shall now have our affirmation of Tremaine Townsend, followed by invocation, then followed by our scripture, Garrett. That's
good morning, good morning, good morning. Please join me in the historic confession of our affirmation of faith. And in whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Invocation. Break through our weariness and wonder, O God, and renew us and bring back our thoughts from afar. For it is in keeping our minds stayed on you that we are kept in perfectly peace. Enable us to show that peace to a world in confusion, and all the praises shall be returned unto you with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The scripture will be coming from the book of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Jesus restores Peter. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I said to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another gird, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. Word of God for the people of God. Let those who hear his word be blessed by Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. We just thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. I am one to tell you that I am so grateful for Fuse Memorial for the listeners of the Big Fair. I pray that God will bless you tremendously this month. Amen. Let us continue to govern ourselves accordingly to all announcements from our city and our state officials. Amen. I pray that you are gearing yourself up to go and vote. Amen. This is an election that's going to, it seems like we're in a fight for survival. Amen. So we need to get out and vote. Amen. Stop whatever you're doing and get out and vote. If you are one to say that your vote doesn't count, amen, please believe that your vote will count and you need to exercise your right. As an American, you have a right to vote. Amen. So please get out and vote and do your duty. Amen. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I'm just going to tell you to get out and vote. But if you, like any of us, know the Spirit of God, then you know how to vote. Amen. Also, I want to give some honor and praise to Minister Rosalind Thomas on her birthday. Amen. She is not with us today. Amen. She asked to have the day off so she could celebrate her birthday. Amen. So we give God praise for her. Amen. And her birthday. Amen. And also Brother Tony. Good Brother Tony Spencer. Amen. Has completed his task of work. Amen. So he is now retired. Amen. As of Friday, he is retired. Amen. After 36 years. Amen. Of AAA. Amen. Let's give God some praise for that. Now he can sit back and relax and enjoy the fruits of his labor yet again. Amen. We ought to give God some praise for Brother Tony. Amen. With that being said, let us continue to keep our mask on, watch your social distancing, continue to follow all guidelines, make sure you're sanitizing, make sure you're washing your hands. Amen. Please, please, please. It seems as if this virus is giving back up, amen. And so as we enter this winter season, amen, we have to make sure that we keep ourselves healthy, amen. If you don't know, get you a multivitamin. Take you a multivitamin every day and build up your immune system and try to fight off anything that's going to try to attack you this winter, amen. Just keep yourselves healthy, amen. I pray God's blessing be upon each and every one of you. Amen. With that being said, again, it is a new day, a new month. Amen. So let whatever happened yesterday, whatever happened last month, let it go. God blessed you with a new day. A new day. You're not laid up in a hospital bed. You're not on a ventilator. You don't know if you're going to be, if you're here today and gone tomorrow. You don't have to be in fear. Let it go and turn to God through his most precious son, Jesus Christ, and see what he'll do in your life. Brother Tony, do you have another song for us, sir?
God bless, Pastor. God bless each and every one today.
Bless you, sir.
It's so good to know that God's blessing shall reign over us, and his blood shall cover us. Pandemic. God bless us all.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, keep me near the cross that a precious mountain. Free. this stream flows from care. Breathe my out near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There, the bright and morning star shares its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the reach. Near the cross, I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever till I reach the golden string, and I know it's just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river. My wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Brother Tony. You just don't know that that is my favorite song. That is my favorite song. Thank you for setting the mood, Brother Tony. Thank you. Pray with me. Father God, your son, your most humble Lord, I decrease so that you may increase more of you rest of me. I honor you. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Scripture will come out in the gospel. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Because he said to him, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. But most assuredly I say to you, that when you were younger, you girded yourself and went where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. He spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. He said to Peter, follow me. May God continue his most holy word. For a subject today, love over everything. Truly, truly, to enter the water to walk freely. This sermon here was one that opened my heart and made my soul shout for joy. You see, at this time, Peter was the one disciple that was said to be the biggest and presumed the best. Peter would jump into any situation, even if it was a violent act that he had to betray. Peter was always there to make sure that things ended up right and in order. This disciple, Peter, even though he did some crazy things, he, through the Holy Spirit, acknowledged that Jesus was the Son of God. He was the disciple that Jesus blessed and called the rock, and that this rock would be the church that that would be built upon, and that no one would be able to overthrow it. It appeared that Peter was the right hand of Jesus, and that if anyone would follow Jesus to the end, that it would be Peter. In fact, Peter even said that I will go and follow you no matter of where you go or no matter the situation. But Jesus knew that at this moment, Peter was just talking and was not walking the walk. And as it was prophetically revealed that Peter would deny Jesus, thus crushing his own spirit and never being able to shake the fact that he denied not only his Lord and Savior, but he denied his friend. After the crucifixion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, we come to a point where Jesus is now appearing to his disciples. They know and believe that He is not dead. As they were having breakfast, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" This question is one that everyone can appreciate, no matter if you are a Jew, a Gentile, a saint, or a sinner. Everyone has asked this question at one point or another. But Jesus did not ask Peter one or two times, but he asked him three times, "Do you love me?" Some theologians believe that this was a counteract to Peter's three times of denying him. But if you have to, you have to do some research, amen. And when you do research, you will find that there are some other things, underlining issues that was going on. And thus, from the original Greek writings, there were a number of words that was used, that one can use for love. And each word associated with love had a meaning. Just for love and me dealing with story. The first Greek word is philia, which one has for one's friends. The second word of love is storge, which is the love one may have for their family. The third word is eros, which is the love one may have for their loved ones. The fourth word is philautia, which is self-love. But last but not least, agape, which is translated to men, which transcends all human knowledge and or intellect. While Jesus was seeking to restore Peter's integrity, he asked him, "Do you love me?" He asked him twice with the Greek word agape. Peter responded with the affiliate word, in words Jesus was asking Peter, "Do you love me more than life itself?" But Peter could not respond to him in agape. Peter had to respond to him in a word saying, "Yes, I love you as my friends." Jesus told Peter to feed his sheep. Your love for me transcend all space and time, and if so, tend to my lambs. But you see, we're still thinking with his carnal mind and not the mind that Christ was trying to restore to him. Thus, Peter became upset with Jesus when Jesus asked him a third time. Jesus changed in the verbiage of love from agape to philia, but not in the sense of a question, but it was in the sense of a statement. Saying, "Peter, really? Do you love me like you love your friends?" And which caused Peter to get upset. But Jesus was trying to get Peter to understand that if you claim to love me, you must love me with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Loving me like a friend just won't do. You see, there's a bit of Peter in all of us. To the end of seeing that we have all denied Christ at one point in our lives, but glory be to God that Christ stands on agape love, the love that's love over all. It is this same love that restored Peter to greatness and pushed him to be the first pope of the universal church. It is the same love that saturated the disciples when they were jailed and beaten for the sake of salvation through Christ. Someone asked me, "Why do you do what you do?" It is because I love Jesus. I love Jesus with my whole mind, my body, and my soul. And there's nothing that can separate me from his love. His love for me is just too great. But just like last week, there's somebody listening here that Christ is trying to elevate. There's somebody here that Christ wants to prove his love to. There's somebody here that's been called to this ministry. And for all your life, you thought that you were nobody. You thought that God doesn't love you.
you are of the mind state that Christ has overlooked you. But my friend, that is a lie from the pit of hell, and the blood of Jesus wants to cleanse your mind and to circumcise the dead skin that surrounds your heart. It seems as if the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But I need you to do the one thing that Jesus charged Peter to do, and that's to love with an agape love, a love that transcends race, color, creed, a love that will open up doors for God's people, a love that will make you the head and not the tail. You see, too many times Peter rushed off to do things, but he did not understand what Jesus was saying to him right then and there. Jesus was saying, if you desire to be one of mine, if you desire to let things, you're going to have to put things to the side. And when you decide to put some things to the side, then I'll let you be the man that I know that I have called you to be, because I have deemed you the rock, and you have. And if you are that rock, then you have to stand firm like that rock. You got to be strong like that rock. You got to be unmovable like that rock. You got to be unbreakable like that rock. And it all starts with the love that you have for me, because even though they're going to come at you, even though they're going to beat you, even though they're going to flog you, even though they're going to spit at you, even though they're going to talk about you, do all of that, the love that you saw that I have is love that you have. And you would say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because that love that you have for the people will transcend all human intellect. What I'm trying to tell you is that God loves us just as much, that he looks beyond our faults and he sees the needs. He sees your need. He sees what you need, and what you need is the blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. The blood of Jesus will fix it. Jesus, please. The blood of Jesus will take you places that you never thought that you would ever see. Because that blood of Jesus, it touches you down. For it touches you from the head. And it touches every bone, every piece of flesh. And it trickles down to your feet. Love. Love over all. Love over everything. If you consider yourself to be one of his disciples, you have to start loving with a love that transcends all time and space. Where would you be if God did not decide to love on you? Where would you be? God did not want his son to come in and to save us of our sins. What a love. And this was the same love that Jesus had to restore to Peter. This is why he told him, you have to get up and follow me. Follow in my tracks. Love on some folks. Don't love with the love of your friends, that you love friends or your family or your loved one. I want you to open up your heart, and I want your whole heart to love somebody. Then and only then can I use you. That's for you. Love over everything. I challenge you to put down the hate and to pick up that agape love and watch what God will do in your life. Watch where God will take you. Watch where God will place you. Turn your heart from the wicked ways, and God will restore you, just as he did Peter. He will restore you. May God bless you. May God keep you. And as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here that's ready to be restored? Is there somebody here you find yourself denying Jesus over and over and over? But it's something about the name of Jesus that just tugs at your heart. There's something about the name of Jesus, and you just cannot seem to get away from it. So give Jesus an opportunity. If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again. Forgive me of my sins. Be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father God, to be a better creature. Accept me into your family. You are my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that was you that have now been restored, I urge you to find a Bible-based church to bless them with your presence, your spiritual, and your financial. And watch what blessings will flow unto you. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen and amen. Reverend Patricia, will you, as we open up the ritual of communion, will you please bless us with a prayer of humble access?
Prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and body may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon a cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfactions for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receiving these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us all repeat the Lord's Prayer silently. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it. The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you and for me. You may take it, and you may drink it together. Amen. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you may go. In Jesus' name, amen. Our glory,
amen.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord, God, Heavenly King, God the Father, Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that taketh away the sins of the world. Have mercy upon us. Thou that taketh away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. Thou that sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Shall now have our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Lord Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
May God bless you. And again, may God keep you. This is Pastor D. We are signing off. Have a blessed day. And stay with the Lord.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
I am more than a conqueror.